Welcome back to another Skyrim podcast. What we're going to be talking today is about who to join, Stormcloaks or Imperials. So we'll start off at Helgen, where you're about to get beheaded, but the dragon comes down and, you know, frees you basically, technically. But and then you get to go with either Hadvar or Rodolf. Now, it doesn't matter who you go with, but I'm just going to... if you go with one of them, they'll say, oh, join the Imperials, or join the Stormcloak Rebellion. But, yeah, so a bit of back info before you think. So, Imperials and the Olmeri Dominion, the Elves, basically, Salmo. They were at the Great War, and they were getting beat, were the Imperials. So, they had to sign something called the White Gold Concordat, if I'm correct, to stop the Great War between the Imperials and the Elves. So, that worked, obviously, but the Empire was battered by the Elves, so they were almost dead, basically. They come from Cyrodiil, so that's south, that is down south. Then you've got, I think that's probably all I know. And then you've got the Stormcloak Rebellion. That, of course, is led by none other than himself, but Ulfric Stormcloak. He thinks that they were kind of cowards to make... Voice break, I know, I'm sorry. They were cowards to do that, you know, to accept the Concordat. Because one of the reasons was to ban the worship of Talos. So, and then that annoyed a lot of Skyrim people, the Nords, because, like, well, Talos was the Nord hero. So it was like, yeah. So it's like, why would you ban that? You know, so they should have died in honor. So I'd say, now this is completely up to you, but you do kind of get some benefits with the Stormcloaks because you're kind of driving the Empire out of Skyrim. But then on the other hand, the Empire thinks that Skyrim is part of the Empire, if you get what I mean. So they kind of think, well, it is kind of part of the Empire. So it's ours, basically, not yours, Ulfric, my man. So it's kind of like up to you. But I'd say, well, I always kind of go with Ulfric, but you don't have to. Like, sometimes, like, it depends on your race, you know. Like, if you're Imperial or an High Elf, then I'd probably go Imperial, because... Yeah, but if you play as a Nord or anyone else to do with Skyrim, like their Skyrim homeworld, then go with Ulfric. But I'd say probably join whoever, really, but I'd suggest Ulfric because you get the cool bear armor, which it is light, but still. And you will kill General Tullius, so when you kill him, you'll get his armor. It's not the best, but it's still pretty good, you know, and, but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of the same, really. But, it doesn't really make that much of a difference, except that, like, oh, I've joined the Stormcloaks and stuff, or I've joined the Imperials. But yeah, I'd probably definitely suggest going, because the Imperials are pretty cool, like, they look formal and everything, you know, like, they look pretty formal. But, it's up to you at the end of the day, you know, but I'd probably say go with either of them, you know. I know it didn't really answer the question, but I'd say probably Stormcloaks, because, Stormcloaks, it's like you're getting back your territory off them, and, you know, it's more of a, you know, but again, it's up to you, but I just thought help you with your decision to get a bit more of a backstory and everything, so you kind of make a better decision. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget to follow, because we've got some good content coming up, you know, so, but yeah, I hope you've enjoyed, and have a nice day. Thank you, and goodbye. Thank you.